You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm fabulous.
Of course.
Oh, it's the holidays.
Yay. Yay.
Our guest today is Tim Puro with Monroe Furniture Restoration. Did I say that right?
That's correct.
I sometimes change the words up, you know. Monroe Restoration Furniture. That doesn't make sense.
You put them all in Google, you'll find me.
So exactly. So I'm not sure if you've ever been a guest on our show, have you?
A long time ago with
many,
Andrea
many
Albus.
Moons?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think it was actually recorded on a Victrola.
Probably. I think that
years.
I was probably wow. a guest on the show then.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Well, welcome back.
All right,
we're glad
you.
To have you. No hazing now. You've been on the show.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about Monroe Furniture Restoration. Did I say it right?
Yes, yeah. You did. You did it right.
We were talking before the break, or before we started, about how you got into this business, and you came about it kind of wonky, shall we say.
Well, yeah, in the furniture restoration business, a lot of people come to it in different paths.
People don't grow up going, I think I'm going to restore
furniture for a living. Although I do come by it honestly. Our family collected antiques, decorated with them. As families used to do. This used to be a hobby for people
right.
in the 60s and the 70s. The gentleman across the street did furniture restoration. My aunt was an antiques dealer, so I come to it somewhat honestly. But people ask me, how do you get in this business? I said, well, it's a natural progression. I graduated with a degree in broadcasting and worked in radio for a few years. I actually worked here at WTTS at WTCL way back when. And then became a stockbroker because I had a sales background, and eventually became a trust officer at a local bank. And
then banks buy each other.
Banks buy each other find a different, you know, I have to move to a variety of different locations because I was always the newest employee. I ended up working for NBD Bank in South Bend, and they got bought by Bank One, and they did a downsizing. But I was fortunate to come and work for Monroe Bank here in Bloomington in 1999. About that time, I had picked up a furniture woodworking as a hobby. And when you're a woodworker, you also are in the furniture repair business. You don't know that. But people say, oh, you're a woodworker. Can you fix my chair?
Yeah.
You're a woodworker. Can you come and look at my whatever?
Up?
Yeah, and then people at work would ask for that kind of work. And I found that the repair was more interesting than woodworking for me. And I started to read a lot of books and took a few classes. And I took a class at the Mark Adams School of Woodworking from a gentleman who was very skilled in the furniture repair and restoration business. And he said, if you can master the skills that we're teaching here today in this two-day on-site spot repair class, you can make a living working out of a box in someone's living room. And I thought, wow, that's my midlife crisis job. I'm 40 years old. This is really cool. I want to learn how to do that. So I took more classes and I started to practice, started to, you know, print up a few business cards and hand them out. Just as a part-time job. And within about 3 years of taking that first class, my part-time job overwhelmed my full-time job, and I quit Monroe Bank. And in 2005, I started this business full-time.
That's awesome.
And I've never run out of work.
You haven't. And
I want
I want to make sure we spotlight one of his biggest projects today was featured in the homecoming parade, correct?
Correct.
The Calliope. He restored the Calliope.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty exciting.
That's very cool.
That was a giant piece of woodworking. Not the instrument,
right.
But the Calliope is for those that don't know, is a steel-framed circus wagon with a wooden skin. And it was built 40 years ago, and all that wood had started to deteriorate. So we took the wood off, put new wood on, did the detailing of it, painted it, and got it ready for the homecoming parade.
Wow. And it was stunning.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool.
Absolutely stunning.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime project. I don't know how many circus wagons with calliopes there are.
Are going to come through Bloomington, you know, again and need your work.
That's right. I have a waiting list. There's nothing on it right now, but anybody that would like to contribute, that'd be great.
You know, that's one of your largest projects, mm-hmm. obviously. Mm-hmm. You do all kinds of, let's just talk about, you do small repairs, like you said, a chair.
Sure. We disassemble and reglue a lot of wobbly chairs over time. Chairs get wobbly with use. We disassemble mm-hmm. and reglue a lot of chairs, make parts for chairs, oftentimes rungs or stretchers are broken.
Sure, they're
mm-hmm.
broken.
Those parts. We do chair caning, which a lot of people are interested in. For whatever reason, right now we have a whole pile of chairs in certain aspects of being caned. Other than doing chair repairs, we do a lot of on-site repairs, mm-hmm. Touch-ups, dings, dents, scratches. Mm-hmm. Recently did work on an armoire where the dog had chewed on the leg.
Oh.
So instead of having to have them empty that thing out and bring it to my shop, I went on-site and did the repair.
Oh, wow.
The goal with dog damage repairs is that the damage be unnoticeable. I tell my clients, I said, you and I will always know
right.
where the damage is. The test is someone who has never seen the piece before, just comes in, looks at it, glances at it, said, hey, great piece.
Right.
And doesn't say, oh, what happened there? mm-hmm. So that on-site repair. And then we do some stripping, refinishing, that type mm-hmm. of work as well.
Yeah, he's done. I mean, we talk. He's in one of my networking groups, mm-hmm. and he's always telling us about different projects that he's done and bringing in a show and tell. I was kind of disappointed in any show and tell here. I know it's a radio show, but you bring
here.
Show
we're
and tell
here.
All the time.
Yeah,
that's right. I mean, maybe just hold it closer to the microphone.
The different types of wood and veneer versus real wood. Mm-hmm. People think they have. We were talking earlier mm-hmm. about people who thought they had a real wood desk, and it wasn't. It had actually a piece of veneer on top of it because it was an older piece, and that's how they did them then.
Well, there's nothing wrong with veneer.
No.
There's a lot of fancy effects that can be done with veneer that you can't get with real wood. So I don't try to talk down veneer. They say, oh, it's not solid wood. I thought it was solid wood. And I said, no.
Solid wood underneath you.
It's beautiful nonetheless. But veneer needs a special touch. We do veneer repairs
mm-hmm.
where there's little chips and dings that are
missing
from veneered often on drawer fronts or on the faces of cabinets. So we do that kind of work
mm-hmm.
as well. So,
yeah, I think the other things that you've talked about before is matching stains in particular.
Oh, sure.
People feel like, oh, I can just fix that up myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then they call you.
Yeah. Yeah, color matching is probably the thing that took the longest to learn, and just learning to identify earth tones. And when I'm mixing colors on a palette and I'm working on site, they said, you're an artist. And I said, well, only to the extent that I'm using earth tones and painting wood. Please don't ask me to paint a picture.
Exactly.
Just learning the vocabulary of the finishes that are mm-hmm. out there and learning how to match. And I think we do a fair job, a good job oftentimes, doing color matching on pieces.
Yeah, I've heard his clients say that you can't even see the difference when there's a finish.
Well, that's an artistic thing to do.
It is.
I mean, I can't imagine you're trying to – every wood piece of wood, depending on the type of wood and the age of wood, will take stain differently. Mm-hmm. And so
– well, and where it is in the house,
exactly,
it could be
yeah.
sun damage because maybe it's been sitting in the sun. So maybe mm-hmm. half of it's getting sun, the other mm-hmm. half isn't.
Right.
And you're matching – you know, they say, oh, it's cherry. Okay. What color cherry?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We've done chairs where the backs – cherry chairs fade oftentimes in the sunlight, and where we've had to color the backs of the chairs because they face the window, but
sure.
the fronts to leave alone,
right.
and to make it look
like it's not two-toned.
Yeah,
right.
they make it look like it just came out of the factory. So.
Wow.
Yeah, see, and I people don't realize that. That's one of the reasons why you should move furniture around.
yeah.
It really is. So, and same with if you could do your carpet. You see that on carpets as well.
Oh, yeah. Your carpet.
Hardwood floors, I know you do. You do repairs on those?
Some dings and dents and scratches. Oftentimes when I'm called in, it's where the dog has been scratching at the threshold moving a refrigerator.
I was going to say someone drug a piece of furniture across.
Yeah. Usually in the kitchens where you're installing a piece of furniture and there's a ding or a scratch.
Yeah.
Right.
And while we can't make it necessarily go away every time, we can certainly make it mm-hmm. less noticeable.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Tim Puro with Monroe Furniture Restoration.